From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama has unveiled a new plan to invest in electric cars. Speaking at an Indiana factory that makes recreational vehicles, Mr. Obama announced a multi-billion-dollar program of grants intended to create electric automobiles and parts. Indiana and Michigan will receive the largest grants. The two states are feeling the effects of the enormous slowdown in the U.S. auto industry. American journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee have arrived in California after nearly 5 months of imprisonment in North Korea. They arrived with former President Bill Clinton. He helped secure their release after meeting North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was at the Burbank Airport when they landed by private charter plane.
The two journalists stepped off a private charter plane and into the arms of their relieved families, including Lee's four-year-old daughter, for an emotional reunion. Ling held her hand over her heart as she thanked them and their supporters, President Obama and former President Bill Clinton, who came to their rescue. Ling said they had feared their sentence of 12 years of hard labor for illegally entering North Korea, and they were surprised after nearly 5 months of prison for their release.
We were shocked. But we knew instantly in our hearts that the nightmare of our lives was finally coming to an end.
As the head of Current TV, where Ling and Lee work, former Vice President Gore also welcomed them home. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Burbank.
The economy lost about 370,000 jobs last month, according to a private employment report. While it's still a decline, the July figure marks the survey's smallest drop since October of last year, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The job market isn't growing yet, but at least its decline is slowing down. That's the major message from the ADP National Employment Report. ADP, a business services firm, says the July job loss is a clear improvement over earlier months. Between April and June, monthly employment losses averaged nearly 500,000, according to the survey. In economic terms, jobs are what's known as a lagging indicator. That means that even after a recession ends, companies will continue to lay off workers. ADP says it expects several more months of decline before the labor market actually begins adding jobs. The country will get a clear picture of employment on Friday when the Labor Department releases its figures for July. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate is debating the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor. No Democratic senators have announced opposition to her, and a handful of Republicans have said they'll back her, including Republican Senator Kit Bond of Missouri. He announced his support today. Sotomayor is expected to be confirmed this week. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 25 points at 9,294. The Nasdaq is down 16 at 1994. This is NPR. News reports say the Los Angeles chief of police will step down to take a job in the private sector. The LA Times reports that Chief William Bratton will take a job running a private security firm. He has headed the police agency for 7 years. Bratton is scheduled to hold a news conference shortly. The two men behind the Livent Theater Entertainment Company have each received multi-year prison sentences in Canada. They were sentenced today in a Toronto courtroom. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
LiveEnd co-founders Garth Drabinsky and Martin Gottlieb were both found guilty of 2 counts of fraud and 1 count of forgery in March, all over their business dealings with the now-defunct theater company. This morning, Drabinsky was sentenced to 4 years in prison on 1 charge of fraud and 7 years on the second charge. The sentences are to be served concurrently. Gottlieb was also sentenced to 4 years on the first charge and 6 on the second, also to be served concurrently. The two men had been accused of instructing their accounting staff to improperly record expenses in order to make the company's finances look healthier. But the prosecution argued that by inflating their profit picture, investors ended up putting more than $500 million into a company that went bankrupt. LiveEnt brought hit plays such as Phantom of the Opera, Showboat, and Ragtime to Toronto. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is warning fellow lawmakers they must authorize new money for the federal Cash for Clunkers program. This offers car buyers a rebate of up to $4,500 to buy a new car if they trade in a gas guzzler. Reid says Congress will stay in session and lawmakers won't be able to travel home to work unless the program's given more money. It's so popular, there's fear it'll run out of money. The House has passed an extension of the program, and Reid wants to make sure that the program is not blocked in the Senate. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.